A lot of times when people talk about alignment or purpose or passion, it's like, what's the one thing, you know? And like, I think for a lot of people, including me, it's more than one thing, and that's awesome, you know? And it's like finding a way to integrate and align inside yourself with all of those things is, I think, the way forward. Otherwise, something's always going to feel missing.
Welcome to Clarity in Real Time, where we explore how to access, sustain, and leverage inner clarity to build and scale businesses truly aligned with our values and goals. I'm your host, Dane Ellen Archer. Welcome, everyone. We have with us today Sumia Krishnan. She is an activist, artist, and entrepreneur currently living in Nashville, Tennessee. A serial entrepreneur by nature, she spent her 20s building a multi-million dollar consulting firm with hundreds of employees serving healthcare and national security missions. And in her 30s, so far at least, she has taken a deep dive into wellness, human potential, and trying to figure out what it really takes to impact large-scale public problems and create a more equitable world. She is currently building a platform to help leaders leverage their power to affect social change. Welcome, Sumi. Thank you for being here today.
Hey, Danella. So great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. And you and I met nearly a year ago, actually this month, in Bali. And it seems to me that you've been doing a lot in the time since we met. Can you share more about that?
Totally. Yeah, I think when we met, I had recently basically taken a year off to go study at the Harvard Kennedy School, public policy. And I really wanted to, you know, like you mentioned, get a better sense for what it takes to impact large-scale public programs and figure out, you know, like really connected, honestly, to the network of people who were working on these problems and had, you know, decades of experience in them and a peer group who cared about the same. And so after graduating there, it was sort of like a pause point where I knew I didn't want to go back to, you know, the work I was doing in DC with my business there. And I was trying to figure out, you know, what was the right next move for me. And so that Bali trip was a great 5 days to sort of like take to reflect on what exactly is next. And it's interesting because what came out of that was kind of surprising, or what came since that. So like, I think I left Bali thinking that I was going to go start an influencer marketing agency for political campaigns. And I really was passionate about, you know, tapping into the power of social media to help support causes and campaigns that I cared about. And so there I was in Boston, you know, a couple months after Bali, meeting all these people that were all these like high profile people coming through the Kennedy School, thinking that like this was my path. And little did I know that about a month after that, I was going to make this huge life changing decision to basically pick up and leave everything of my life in Boston and move to Nashville to really give this little part of me that I had like squished down for so long that wanted to do music, to give that part of me some air. There was something going on when I was in Boston where I felt like while I like intellectually thought I was on the right path, like it just everything felt like a little bit misaligned. And I wasn't quite like feeling energetic about any of the things that I was taking on. And I was wondering to myself, like, what's going on? Like, if I'm passionate about this, I should be like eagerly, you know, doing these things. And instead it just felt like something I started to, in a way, dread. And what I realized was that like, I wasn't fully aligned with all of the pieces of me that needed air, right? Like I was going from like one end to the other. Like in DC, I was like entrepreneur, focused on building this business, like very heads down, very, very focused on just building. And then swung kind of to the other end, focus on impact, like focus on like impacting these public problems. And then there was like this other part of me that really was this creative expression, you know, like this creative part of me, the singer, songwriter, the musician, the little girl who always wanted to be a performer, and she wasn't getting any air. And so I realized that I had to figure out a way to align all three of those things and not just swing from one thing to the other. That's basically been my journey. I moved to Nashville and released my EP of 6 songs and started performing and singing out, which was so new and fun. And then once I gave that a little bit of air, I started slowly incorporating some of the other things, like, you know, my passion for activism and impacting these issues started coming back in various forms, you know, and then finding a way to really make that a business. So it's been really cool.
I think there was something really juicy in that Boston piece, for me at least. There was something around, like, things were hard or mm-hmm. out of alignment, or you recognize, even though you were dropping into this kind of get or done mode, it sounded like, and mm-hmm. maybe even getting traction, but it all felt resistive or some version of that.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, it was like you're walking through mud or something instead of climbing, you know, like every step felt so heavy.
You mentioned that, you know, there was like a should going on. Like, if you were, this was your passion, why weren't you being eager to, you know, step into the actions you needed to take? Why did it feel like pushing through mud? Like, if this is your passion, it should be. And it seems like you actually paused and pivoted.
Yeah, because here's what happened. Like, like you mentioned in my bio, like in my 20s, I spent so many years just like pushing through what felt really hard. And I ended up basically like waking up, you know, in my late 20s with this, I guess, relatively large company, 220 employees, all these programs that we were running, all these customers that I was constantly, you know, being taken up by. Like, this was basically this life that I'd created for myself that I didn't want to be in anymore. And it was like one of those moments where I was like, I don't want to create another one of those experiences for myself in my 30s. Like, I took this time to get out of that. I can't set up another structure that's going to feel equally icky to be in, you know, and this has nothing to do with the programs we were working on or my wonderful team or my wonderful customers. Like, it was all about me and like finding that internal alignment first and then seeing what comes from that place.
Oh, that seems so beautiful to me. And it seems like it wasn't a straight line and you seem completely okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I think sometimes in the entrepreneurial culture, I see that, you know, we're told that we should find our passion and then find something in that, you know, that silo or that vertical and just drive for it and just crush ourselves until we get it done. And instead, I'm hearing from you, it seems like an option B and C and maybe D and E, where there's other ways to do it and explore it.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I definitely think there is. And I also think, you know, it is an exploration. Like, I don't have all the answers now, nor do I think anyone who claims to have all the answers, you know, I don't think they necessarily do. Like, I think that it's always an exploration. We're always testing. I mean, testing and tweaking. Like, that's my motto, I think.
And with that, I actually want to bring back a sentence that you said, or an approximate phrase from our earlier conversation pre-recording. And it really stayed with me. What she said, folks, was she decided to see what would happen if
right.
she lived from a place of what she really wanted. Is this the exploration that you're talking about?
Yeah, it was a really interesting question. Like, I was like reflecting, it was like February of 2019, okay, so like several months ago, and I was reflecting on that question of like, I, you know, and anyone can think about this, like, created some sort of like results in the world, right? In an area that I actually didn't even want to be in or didn't even enjoy at all. And so my inquiry was like, what would happen if I put that same amount of energy into an area that I was actually totally lit up and passionate about? What are the results that it could create in that world? Once I stopped to think, like, what would happen if? It was kind of like the possibilities are limitless and the potential of those possibilities coming true just seemed so realistic because, you know, you look at anything else you do in your life and when you put focus on something, you know, you get the results. And so it was all about just where I was choosing to put my focus. And so, like, why not put it in an area that really excites you?
And this was the focus that got you to Tennessee and your singing and songwriting?
The focus of music, yeah. Like, this passion for, like, you know, singing and writing and performing out and doing all this stuff where, you know, I think that's like, I needed to lead with that for anything else to work, because otherwise I was going to self-sabotage anything else in my life.
I love that, that you were going to self-sabotage if you didn't lead with this what if, leading into doing things you loved.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You landed in Nashville and you got established and started moving through this exploration. And what happened?
I started thinking, all right, so I want to have my music out there. I want to, you know, keep writing and have music as an element of my life. But those three parts of me that I mentioned earlier, like the desire to like build and grow a business being one part. And then secondly, this activism passion and passion for impacting public problems. And, you know, especially in this political climate right now, like I think all of us should be paying attention to what's going on and seeing what we can do to impact these issues. And so there was that part of me. And then there's this artistic side. And so I'm like, how do I merge these three things together, right? And I think that can and should take many forms. But the cool thing was that I realized that my life and whatever my creation is next is going to be an integration of those three things. And the first manifestation of that is this event that I'm calling Co-Create 2020. And it's all about bringing art together with activism and, stepping into our highest potential and leadership and what it really means to take leadership in our lives around these issues and around full alignment. So anyways, there's this event that's coming up that is all about that. And I feel like that's like the first manifestation of my new kind of path in this way.
Well, I want to hear more details about that. And I also want to slow down a little bit and see what it's been like for you for the first time to have all three of those aligned mm-hmm. and be building something.
Yeah. I feel
what
like
does that feel like? Like, what does that feel like on an average day?
And it's interesting because it's not all butterflies and sunshine and rainbows all the time. And I think it's important to say that because just because you're on your aligned path doesn't mean you won't face challenges and need to, because here's what happens really. And I'm the type of person, and probably if you're listening to this, you resonate with this, and that you're continually pushing yourself outside your comfort zone, right? So like, for example, it would be so much easier for me to just say, I'm going to now just do music and I'm going to just be, you know, a singer-songwriter and write songs and go to shows. And there's some part of me that knows that I won't be completely fulfilled just doing that, even though it's easier, right? So I'm like integrating my highest potential of like, okay, where, you know, I know that I'm in my mind, like it's more than just that, right? And in my body, it's more than just that. So I'm continually like stepping outside of my comfort zone. And so sometimes that doesn't feel great. You know, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to make this call, or, oh, I want to meet this person, or I would just rather like be home on my couch watching Netflix. Like, who wouldn't, right? So what does it feel like? It feels like everything. Like, and on the daily, it feels very exhilarating because it's like, I'm truly living my life and exploring all the things and soaking the juice out of it, which is, I think, the most important and like my highest value on how I want to live. What does it feel like? It feels like I'm like fully alive in my life. And that means all of the feelings.
Fully alive. I'm on board with that.
Yeah, that fully amazing. Alive. And then like, it's only when you look back and you're like, what? Like, I just did that and that and talked to that person and went to that meeting and performed where? And then it comes back, like you have to take a minute to like look in the rearview mirror, because when you're in it, you're so full of it that like you almost need more time, I think, when you're on your aligned path to reflect and integrate, because there's so much juice happening in the moment.
Oh, I completely agree with that. We're not going to go into my story, but I completely agree with that. All right. I want to hear more about how this is manifesting. Can you give me a little bit more details on what this event looks like and who it's for and the result that you're hoping to get by hosting this for yourself and for others?
Yeah. So a couple things. You know, I mentioned before that I had taken this year to get a master's in public policy, and I was surrounded with literally like who you see as like the best minds on some of these issues, from gun violence to immigration to climate change. And it was very like humbling, and piqued my curiosity just to be around these people, right, who've been like studying these things and like the experts on these issues. And after that experience, I was like, and cultivated a peer network of people who cared about these issues as well, that I was like, you know, I know that there's so many people out there that I had met along my journey, entrepreneurs and leaders in various fields doing various things who have this like desire to do something about these issues as well, and who don't necessarily have the, you know, luxury to take a year off and go get a master's degree somewhere, right? And so I was like, what would it look like to kind of create like a mini version of the experience that I had in that year with and along with other peers, some of the leading experts in the field, and along with a peer group who wanted to do something about these issues as well? Because here's what happened in my mind. I was like, this moment in time is critical, and each one of us needs to take responsibility and kind of like step into our full potential of who we know we can be in this moment to tackle these issues. I mean, unless all of us wake up and decide to use this moment as an opportunity to step into our highest selves, like, it's a little bit scary to think of what can happen to our planet and to our country's democracy and to various things. And so, yeah, so I was like, okay, so I wanted to create a forum for people who cared to take a pause, take a moment to think about how they wanted to make their impact in 2020. What forms of activism, you know, where are they going to actually direct their efforts? Because we could do it in a million different ways and we can't do everything. And so, especially for us entrepreneurs who are constantly like having 1,000 ideas at once and want to jump in a million different directions. You know, we like run around like our house is on fire and it's like, oh, donate here, like march there, protest wherever. And it's like, well, that's probably not your most effective use of your time, energy, and money. Like, and so the idea was, let's all get together and like be in conversation about this. Take those 3-4 days to really think about what is your highest impact right now. Where do you want to focus your effort? And how are you going to integrate that with all the rest of your life and the things you have going on? And that's what the event is. It's a combination of art. We're going to have music and comedy and dancing and activism. Like, some of the most powerful social and movement leaders are going to be there talking about what's really moving the needle forward, various strategies, all the things that you could or can get involved with. And most importantly, the time and space for you to be in community to reflect on how you want to spend your time. And who you want to be in this moment in time, you know?
To me, I'm having this idea of the strategy that you're applying to this, as if maybe some of the focus that you applied in growing your business in your 20s, some of that patterning is being applied over to now what sort of political impact do you want to have? And like, you've almost created this SOP or process in a way for folks to then plug into. And then you've also created community and support in the moment and in the place, and I imagine ongoing as well. So not only can you create your roadmap, right, just as you would to, you know, achieve a business objective, but instead this is a personal political objective. So here's your roadmap. Let's create a roadmap together. Let's mastermind this. And here's the connections you need. And here's the support. And let's have fun doing it. So
yes,
you, your true self really shows up.
That's such a good way of putting it. You like summed it up perfectly. Yes.
I'm fascinated by this. And I just, okay, I'm a nerd, right? So so imagining that you've created this process, I'm like, I wonder what other processes you've created in your life. I mean, in your 20s, running a multi-million dollar business, growing it, government contracts, employees, all that. I wonder what other processes you have that are going to pop up.
So many. Don't we all?
So many.
I think they're all like unconscious a lot of the times, you know?
So I'm curious then, since we're on a process kick of my doing, my nerd factor, if there was one thing, a nugget, a process, idea, a roadmap, something that you would want a listener to take home from our conversation today, what would it be? And I'm going to put an and in there for you because I think you can handle it. Why do you think that's important?
Well, I think if I were going to offer one nugget to take away, I really feel like the piece is around alignment, you know? And I feel like entrepreneurs and artists are a really unique type of personality in that, like, we're not just people who want to go, you know, make a lot of money. Otherwise, we'd be like working on Wall Street right now. we're also not just people who want to just be like creatively expressed, or else we would be living that life. And we're also not just people who want to, you know, like be on the streets marching, protesting, and like, or else we'd be in that world. And I feel like there is a unique combination of person who wants to, you know, make money, make art, and make a difference. Yeah, those three things. And I think no matter what your things are, that you figure out the alignment in your life of all the things and find a home and a community for all of those parts of yourself and a way to move forward in your life, you know, where you're honoring all of those things. Cause it's never just one thing. And I think that a lot of times when people talk about alignment or purpose or passion, it's like, what's the one thing, you know? And like, I think for a lot of people, including me, it's more than one thing, and that's awesome, you know? And it's like finding a way to integrate and align inside yourself with all of those things is, I think, the way forward. Otherwise, something's always going to feel missing. As far as process, you know, like reflect back on the things that you've been involved with in your life so far, like what things have felt important. And, you know, a lot of people who have multiple passions or multiple careers and always, you know, find themselves like, at least this was me, I can speak for myself, that it was like, I don't know, I'm interested in so many things. What do I want to do? For years, I said that. I had that as like the running thought in my head. Like, I want to do so many things. How do I pick one thing, you know? And it's like, well, you actually don't have to anymore, particularly. You can really create a unique path for yourself forward that's a home for all the things. And so that's what I think.
My smile is even bigger. I think I'll have Permigrin now for a week from that. It feels so freeing. I don't have to be just one thing.
No, I love that nugget. Meant to be. Isn't it weird that we think we need it? Like, what? It's, anyways, we can go on a tangent about the Industrial Revolution, but so on. We're not meant to be one thing. Like, whoever thought that, you know?
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I've siloed myself.
Yeah, I mean, when I see people. There's people that, you know, silo themselves all the time. Like when I see people pop up, like, I am a confidence coach for women in transition. It's like, no, you're not. You're so much more than that. It's fine for like a marketing niche, but like, okay, do you really want to limit all of your expression to that? Yeah, that's a choice. And everyone, I completely believe in choice, and, you know, people make that choice for themselves. But I think there's a lot of people who feel the need to like niche themselves down like that. And the key is not in doing that. It's actually in realizing you're much bigger than that and embodying the, you know, the bigger energy.
Oh, I want to keep asking you questions about how do you not overwhelm in that? And
yeah,
I notice we're coming up on time. So maybe that last question with that. So how do you ever experience overwhelm first? And how do you get through it if you do unsilo yourself?
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like what I've learned is that one, like I need to have solid routines in my life. I have to, you know, and for me, it's mostly around like daily meditation practice. And I go to the gym 5 times a week. Like I have to commit to that. Otherwise, like I will get overwhelmed and I won't be able to manage all of the inputs at any one time. And then in addition to that, it's like allowing yourself to embody the bigness of all of these energies that exist within all of us, right? But then make choices. And so, for example, if your choice is to focus on building a specific brand around confidence coaching for women in transition, like I have no judgment around that, but like I suggest making sure that's a super intentional choice. So inside my, for example, like energies of like art, activism, you know, personal leadership, okay, those are potentially like 3 huge buckets, right? But it's like I then mold, like you mold out a specific place in those 3 things and test and tweak, like what works, what's missing, you know, and keep kind of walking in this general right direction. But you might have to make, you know, 20 degree turns here and there. And that's so cool. But the important thing is to make decisions and make choices quickly. you know, and not sit in the dilemma of a decision for too long. Because honestly, that is my number one piece of advice to anybody listening. Make decisions quickly and often, because you will never get feedback until you start making those decisions. And how do you know if you need to change course unless you start making decisions and actually move forward in one direction? Then you realize, oh, nope, this was the wrong decision. I needed to go right 30 degrees. Cool. Now make that decision. And then realize that was totally wrong. You're actually supposed to go backwards. Cool. Okay, go that way. But it's about being in action and being on momentum and making decisions quickly. I see way too many people who think they need to figure it out before they take a step. And that's never, 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 actually never. In my whole entire experience, I've never seen that be true. You actually take a step, you get feedback, and then you realize whether it was how you need to adjust. Because we're always growing. We're always adjusting. So it's never even about it being the right decision. It's about how to then navigate from that decision forward.
Thank you for that. I love it. Test and tweak. Make your decision. Go forward. Adjust as needed. Ladies and gentlemen, Sumi Krishnan, thank you so much for being with us today. And if you want to learn more about Sumi and her upcoming event, first one is this New Year's, and I'm sure there will be future events. You can tune into the show notes to learn more about how you can connect to Sumi. And if you'd like to learn more about clarity for yourself, check out Daniela.com. Thanks so much, Sumi. So much fun to talk to you every single time.
So much fun. Thank you for pulling this stuff out.
We never got to your songs. Will you give me a little taste of what your first song is?
Sure. Wait, do you want to hear it?
Please. Thank you for being with us today. I'm Daniela Narker, and it is my belief that people leading lives and businesses clearly aligned with their values and goals is a level up for all of us. Learn more about how to apply clarity practices in your life at daniela.com. This has been Clarity in Real Time. See you next episode.